Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Good morning, video games. Welcome to Filthy Casuals, a podcast about video games hosted by three very kind boys. You've got me, Tommy Dasilo, sitting opposite me. You've got
Adam Knox, baby.
Get off your phone, for God's sake.
Welcome to the Thunderdome.
Put your fucking phone down.
No, I'm looking at questions from our dedicated viewers. Not viewers. What do you call them?
Listeners.
Listeners.
Also, we've got a special guest with us today. He used to be a host of the show. then he transitioned over into just a listener of the show. But now he's back, Ben Vanell.
Yeah, I'm back, boys. I'm back in a big way. Hello, baby, as Adam Knox would say.
That's my catchphrase.
Trying to compensate for looking at his phone.
You were in Japan for the last, like, what, 3 weeks or so?
What are you talking about?
You've been in Japan.
I haven't been to Japan.
Wait, where were you?
I was just at my house.
So we were doing the show without you. For no reason.
Yeah.
You just couldn't be fucked coming down from your little fucking cave up there in the hills.
I was just jerking it night and day and I couldn't break away.
What? What about those photos of temples you were putting up?
Google Images, my friend.
You kept talking about ramen and all the Japanese
ramen.
Things.
Ramen.
You kept talking about ramen. How the delicious salty meals you were eating every day.
You said it's great here in Tokyo, the city that I'm in.
I think you misread it.
Well, this was a great bit.
No, yeah, I did. I went to Tokyo. It was very good. It was very relaxing. I played a lot of games on my iPad, including, but not limited to, Star Wars Pinball. Now, I don't know if you guys are pinball fans, but I am.
Yeah, right.
Baby, it was a good pinball.
Yeah,
It's genuinely very fun.
Is it new?
I don't think it's super new.
Right, so what possessed you to just randomly download an old Star Wars pinball game on
I think
the
it's
iPad?
Like the featured pinball game.
Ah, right.
It actually might be just featured on the App Store, actually, yeah. Just gave it a whack. It's really good. I don't know if anyone listening likes pinball.
I love pinball. I'm listening to you, and I love pinball.
Okay, excellent. Thank you for responding directly.
It's been a very long time since I've played pinball.
Really?
Yeah.
I used to play on Windows, I think it was XP, Space Cadet Pinball.
Oh, yes, I had that.
That was so good. That was a really great table.
I don't think I ever had a computer with that on it. I remember, like, I played that on, like, maybe a school computer or something once, but I don't think I ever owned a computer.
Have you ever played a video game?
No. I've been flying by the seat of my pants every week with this stuff.
You never even went to Tokyo. I've tried to find that specific game for, like, Windows 8 or whatever I've got now, and it just doesn't work anymore.
They're
really?
A real shame, yeah.
There might be an emulator or something, like a DOS box or something like that. That was great. But this Star Wars pinball is awesome. I think it's made by Zen Studios, and they do like a lot of pinball, and they're just really good at it.
I'd love to own a pinball table.
Oh, my God.
It's one of my dreams. I'd love to own one. I'd love to have it in my bedroom and just never have it turned off.
Yeah.
Bring a girl home and just the lights are going like all night.
Yeah.
It's impossible to sleep in my room.
Yeah.
Because you're always playing it.
I'm always playing it. Yeah. So that sounds cool. Did you go to any of the secondhand video game stores?
Did you
peruse any of them?
Yeah, I went back to Super Potato because that was kind of my point of reference and kind of went out from there. But I have noticed since we went last year, I haven't played many of those NES games that I bought.
Yes.
So it would be more of, and it is, it has been like a curio, like a collector thing just to have.
Yeah.
I didn't really see anything worth dumping a bunch of money into.
I've thought the same thing because I'm going back in September.
Yes.
And I was like, oh man, I'm going to go crazy and stock up. It's like, all that stuff that I bought last year has just been sitting on my room on a shelf, if you must know, Adam. And it looks cool, but yeah, I don't like. I've got emulators, so just playing them on.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So I've got my 4 or 5 old games in my little player, and I reckon that'll do me. But yeah, it was cool. It was still cool to go back there, and go up to the top level where everyone's smoking and playing arcade games.
Yeah, so
it was very fun.
Yep.
Yeah, I went to a bunch of other cool places. There's a place called Yodobashi Akiba. Mm-hmm. It's this like 10-story electronics store. Just fucking crazy, very cool, just massive. There's nothing as big as that in Australia, except my dick.
I was worried that he wasn't going to do it. I thought Japan might have changed him, but nah, it's the same old Ben Vanel that we all know and love.
Down the base of the dick, you got your white goods. Up the 10th floor, everybody's smoking.
So you've been listening to this show,
yes?
While we've been doing it in your absence,
yes, yes.
What are your notes? As a listener of the show, kind of being able to detach from it for a couple of weeks.
Yeah, everyone makes fun of Knox.
I've noticed.
I hadn't noticed.
You don't need to be an outsider to notice that. Maybe you feel like an outsider on your own show and you notice, but...
That's probably the main thing. I missed the fashion report when you decided not to do it. And you talked a lot about video games.
Yeah.
A surprisingly large amount.
It was kind of the worst time for you to go away because it was the most content we've ever had to discuss.
Yeah.
We had a kind of a cheat week or whatever because there was actual people trying to make news about video games.
Yeah. There was too much to talk about. There's still stuff that hasn't been covered.
There's still leftover stuff from E3. There's something that I'd like to talk about, but let's just very quickly. Fashion report. You wanted to come back. A lot of the listeners, ropeable that we didn't do it last week.
Yep.
And I bring it up only because I notice has someone in our midst got themselves a new pair of shoes here.
That's
right. Is
that
what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Baby.
You've got more than one new pair of shoes.
I have 3 pairs of shoes on the go at the moment.
Wow. Oh. That's good. Yeah. See, that's good because they'll all last for ages because you're sort of like splitting between them.
Put them on a little rotation there. Six shoes, 3 to a foot.
Unfortunately, they're all still very cheap. You didn't.
Fucking Mr. Jet Setter over here. Yeah. Look at you with your Povo shoes.
I bought my shoes on the 19th floor of a stupid building in some dumb country.
What do you got there?
Mine are Australian made. Well,
you got like a nice pair of little slip-ons.
Yeah.
They're Olympus brand.
They could almost pass for Vans, though. They look good. They could pass for actual Vans.
Yeah, I got them from Spend Less or Pay Less shoes.
Oh, that's right. You actually did go to a shoe shop, not Kmart again?
No, I went to a proper shoe shop.
I feel better about that.
Shoe shop called Spend Less.
Let me just read you the tag here on the inside of them that describes them. Yes. Down there, I would work from the bottom up like you would with a building, where you start on the ground floor, climb the stairs.
Yep.
Made in China.
As Drake famously said.
Made in China. Okay. Rubber outsole.
Yeah, that's what she likes.
That was my favorite Beatles album.
Two separate and equally bad takes.
I chose to sit that one out.
Synthetic.
I played the fifth on that one.
Synthetic lining and sock. There's no sock that came with it. Synthetic upper. And then up the top it says Java.
Oh.
Just a nice little, hey, by the way. Have a cup of coffee.
What size are you?
I'm a I flip between a 10 and an 11.
Okay.
Depending on my mood.
Depending on how horny I am.
If I get very excited.
Swell up.
No, I'm a 10 and a half or something. It'll depend on the shoe and the type of sock I'm wearing.
I don't know why I did this, but I bought a boiler suit off ASOS the other day.
What's a boiler suit?
It's like a full... Like it's my one's denim, so it's like a denim jacket and jeans just all in the one.
Oh,
thing.
Okay.
Like a factory worker kind of.
Like a factory, It was like cheap on ASOS.
Like
and
you
they,
paint with or
yeah, yeah, yeah. And they had one left and it was my size. Ooh. And I thought, well, because I'm going to Splendor in the Grass in a few weeks, I thought, I like wearing stupid shit at music festivals. But I got out of the shower and I heard a knock on the front door and I knew it was going to be that because I've been tracking it. So I literally had to answer the door just in a towel.
And finally.
Literally, because he's there. He knows what it is because it's an ASOS bag.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh, mate, you're just in time. But now I've got this boiler, so I tried it on because it's like, oh, it's just turned up. Yeah. And I'm like, I love it. But it's like, when am I going to wear this? Apart from at a music festival.
Well, I don't know. Go fix some stuff.
I don't know. I'd love to just try it out. Just like down the street. I just wear it to uni today.
Yeah.
Wear it to our gig tonight.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
What do you reckon?
It's too much of a
commitment.
Talking point.
Yeah.
But well, here's my, I think with anything that's like, that you do that's weird fashion wise, you have that maybe first, you know, one or two times where people see you in it and they're like, "What the? What are you doing? What is this?"
Yeah.
And you've got to have a few lines ready to go. But then the third time, it's just normalised.
It depends, though. Like, if you spent every day dressed as Austin Powers, nobody on, like, at the end of the week is going to be like, oh, yeah, he just dresses like Austin Powers.
I disagree. I think that's exactly what would happen.
Every single day, they're going to go, what are you doing?
Not only do I think that they would not be questioning anymore, I think that people around me would start dressing like Felicity Shagwell. I think it would just be people would just be co-opted into my way of thinking.
I'm pretty sure that you would notice that over time there were fewer and fewer people around you.
It doesn't matter. I only need one. Yeah, baby.
Well, that's a shagadelic idea. I thought it'd be really funny to slowly, over the course of like 12 months. I don't know if I said this even on this show.
I think you just told me about it. Yeah, but I love it. I love the idea.
So you spend like a full year or something very, very slowly transitioning into dressing like Austin Powers.
Yeah.
So that it's unnoticeable. So you just do a little bit of a frillier shirt one day. Nothing that anyone's going to comment on.
How do you go? I'd love to know what you think is a little bit of a frillier shirt.
I could do it. And it'd take a lot of money because you'd have to buy it.
He just shut me down. I could do it, all right?
You don't understand. I thought this through.
I'd make him if I had to. But then I just wanted to know if there'd be a point, like a tipping point, where like suddenly that between one of the days.
Probably fake teeth going in.
No, but you do it slowly. Where you go like, oh, I've been in an accident. I need to get...
Gradually fuck up your teeth.
More teeth.
Wow.
Yeah.
But and so like the crushed, like the red velvet. Mm. Are you just saying like you start like... You're wearing a black jacket now.
Yeah.
So you just start to... You get like, you know, a bunch of different jackets. You just gradually start to bring the red in.
Yeah.
So you're sort of wearing like a maroon color and it just transitions into being just like red.
Mm. And maybe you go via like a dark red hoodie. You know, something like that where like the colours change but it's still a normal jacket.
You really sneak it in then.
Yeah.
Well, because I'm looking at you, you've got kind of like a sort of a mop of brown hair, which is, you know, and you've got your glasses. Look like you're actually starting to do it.
That's strange.
This looks like it's like day
We're
8.
We're like a month late.
Yeah.
Oh, no. I feel so stupid.
Your teeth are shit. You're a real sex pest. Like you've just been trying to fuck everyone in this house. Is that part of it?
No, I miss the 60s, man.
Mr. 69s.
And they, no one would ever notice if you said all of the time that you were going to do it.
Yeah.
They go, well, he mustn't actually be doing it because he's just told us about it.
All right. Well, yeah. Try it on.
Yeah.
See how you go.
Can't be bothered. But
did you read about this thing at E3? So E3, you know, big trade show. Mm-hmm. You have to, you know, if you're a developer or whatever, you have to pay to be a part of it.
Right.
And I forget the name of the company. I probably should have looked this up again before the show. Mm-hmm. But there's a company that go, we don't want to fucking pay those exorbitant fees to be on the show.
And they just
went
across the road.
Yeah, they just rent out an empty lot.
What? EA did that.
Right. No, there was another one. It's a smaller one.
Disney were going to be in it, but like EA started this big thing and a few other developers were in there,
right?
I'm sure.
And then, so yeah, they've just been renting the parking lot across from EA. And everyone's, across from E3, everyone's just turning up there anyway. Like people have to walk past it. So they're like, oh, well, this is part of it.
Yeah, yeah.
And then this year, E3, the organizers, they like parked a bunch of trucks like across it so they couldn't get in and it's turned into this like real turf war thing.
Yeah.
Which I think
man,
is cool.
They should have an alternative festival there, you know, to give people a choice.
E3 freebies.
Yeah.
That is weird because I remember like it seems like, you know, when we were younger, E3 would be, you know, it's like here's Zelda Ocarina of Time being announced because that was all that the only games that existed were like the big...
Yeah.
You know, the smallest game
was
still $4 like
indie games on Steam back then.
And so
now, there were those like B-level other games that, you know, like there were still things that would be made, like Bugs Bunny Racing or whatever.
Yeah.
Sure, but that those was still, but that's still comparatively today, that still would, like today that would still be pretty high up on the tier compared to like all the indie games now.
Maybe,
it's weird that that's a big part of the show now.
Mm.
It is like that's the fringes of gaming.
That's true.
But that's weird that they like have to pay all that money and they're part of this big kind of show thing when they can just do it whenever they want.
Yeah.
Like, you know what we haven't talked about yet on this show that is crazy that it happened? Or did we? The Disney Infinity thing.
You're just going to go like, 9/11.
The Disney Infinity line going under.
Yeah, no, I don't think so. I think I'd meant to bring it up, but
I've been meaning to bring it up for a while. So it was it's sort of like an Amiibo / Skylanders thing.
Yeah, yeah.
Actually, the Disney Infinity thing was before Amiibo, I think. But anyway, like the whole thing of
They all kind of happen around the same time.
What is it? Near field communication. Yeah. So getting a little
toys
toy,
to
touching
life,
it, touching it onto a game pad,
yeah,
and then
extra
being able
content
to,
and
yeah,
characters.
Play as the character in the game.
Yep.
So Disney bought out the first game that was like kind of a bunch of crossovers of their properties, and then because they've got Marvel, they were doing Marvel ones, they're doing Star Wars ones as well. There's like, you can walk into JB, there's like must be like hundreds of them at this point.
Yeah.
And they, like a couple months ago, announced that it's done. They're wrapping it up.
They're done with that, and they're done making games.
Yeah, they closed their game studio. Yeah.
Which is, that's crazy. Yeah. Like,
that makes sense. It's cheaper to just get other people to do it for you.
To sell your licenses.
I thought the whole point of doing those kind of toys to life thing was purely financial. Like purely like, this is another revenue stream. Kids will buy these things. That's kind of why Nintendo bought in Amiibo.
Yeah.
So for you to go under with having, and like they were just starting to get going with it as well. Like, well, and it hasn't been around that long.
So
it's
apparently,
crazy.
I didn't read the full details of this, but there's some class action lawsuit against them now because of it. Because the initial promise of the thing is like, your kids will have these for years. They'll always work with the other ones.
Yeah.
And now there's like all these people who've like, well, I've spent all this money on these fucking little dumb things for my kids.
Mm.
And now my kids are furious. Because, hey, Luke's dead. Luke Skywalker's dead now.
Mm-hmm.
So explain that to my child.
Why? I don't quite understand that. Because surely they're limited to particular games. Like, it's not like...
But they keep...
But
they
each
were,
of the forward ones, you could use the old ones in.
They were, okay. they were bringing out new games that upgraded where it was like, and we'll bring out new characters. So it's like, hey, you can play as Jack Skellington and you can have a, you know, your Pirates of the Caribbean guy. And they were like, they'd announced like, these are the new ones that were coming up. And it's like, I never got into it, but it's like, it sounds pretty cool. Mm. Like, I kind of like the idea of like being able to like cross over these characters in this thing. Cause they have this, what is it? This toy box mode where you can just scan the character and then just run around freely as it in the game and do what you want. Like,
I think
it's kind
of a weird
thing to bail out of where it was such a long-term plan, the way they were pitching it.
Well, I think it's probably just because they decided to close the game studio and they decided to do that because it's a lot cheaper to just sell licenses to third-party developers.
Mm.
Like, they have no risk. They just sell the license and maybe make some profit back.
Yeah, yeah.
And then if you close the studio, then, you get rid of the figurines.
Yeah, but it's crazy walking around JB now and saying they're still there. Like, and you wouldn't know that it's going under, like, unless you're... Like a parent just walking through that aisle would be like, oh, cool, a little, this is a good gift for my nephew, not knowing that you're buying him a fucking outdated piece of shit toy line that's going to be gone within.
Yeah.
That's a weird, like, with just like games in general and everything being connected to the internet and everything has a limited lifespan now.
That's my problem. And that's the same thing I have with Amiibo where... You know, they look cool, but like Nintendo's...
One day you might regret buying that big woolly Yoshi.
Exactly, yeah. I mean, Nintendo, like, there's such a timelessness to their games.
Yeah.
And them getting into that market is like, this is going to expire at some point. People are going to get over this shit.
That's just everything now, though. Like, you know, embrace death. It's going to happen to everybody one day. It's going to happen. You can't avoid it.
Is this part of the Austin Powers thing?
The only way to escape
as well
is to freeze yourself for many years.
We had some...
Come back hornier than ever. But anyway.
We had some listener stuff, or was there more news stuff that you wanted to talk about, Noxy? My news stories that I brought up were both from... Minimum 3 weeks ago, so that was good update.
I don't really have any news. I've been playing... I actually remembered I have been playing something and not enjoying it. That newest Tomb Raider game. Yeah, I sort of played it for a little bit and then got bored and then tried it again and got bored again. It's just not...
Really?
Yeah.
I haven't played it, but I'd heard that it was very similar to the first one in the reboot.
It is, but like, it's just... There's something about it that's like... just... dull. Like, it's just, it's...
That's fair. It doesn't have, like, the theatricality of Uncharted.
No, the shooting isn't as fun. Every, like, situation that you find yourself in, like, all the big, crazy cinematic moments, you're literally just honing up on the stick.
Yeah.
You know, which was kind of a problem with Uncharted a couple of times as well. Mm-hmm. But, like, you know, all these big explosions going off, like, oh, no, this mountain's falling on me. Like, well, no, it isn't.
Yeah.
It's not real. It's not real. None of it's real.
Yeah. But she's, she's pretty sexy, though, right?
Oh, man. I heard there's a nude code. It's just, it's a little flat.
Yeah,
you know, just
that's, and kind of been said about Tomb Raider before.
Like you're going into,
hey,
it's genuine. Hey? Like Jesus the loop Christ. Of it. Is,
I'm a feminist.
Are you?
Yes.
Yeah.
That despite all evidence to the contrary,
says differently. Mm. Yeah, you go into a new situation. It's like, whoa, look at this old temple. No one's seen this for years. Oh, wait, there's all these people with American accents living here. That's weird. And then you go further in and, oh, no, another temple that hasn't been here for years. Hey, there's a truck.
Mm.
Like, yeah, it's just, I don't know.
No good?
Nah, I'm probably going to stop playing it.
I've been playing a couple of mobile games lately. I've been playing Steppy Feet. Have you guys heard of this?
I haven't played it yet. I think I downloaded it. It's from the Crossy Feet people.
Yeah,
right?
Crossy Road. It's fun. So it's like you have to basically make this guy walk, and if like when you're holding down on the screen, he takes a step, and when you let go, he puts his foot down. Mm-hmm. So you've got to, but he's really floppy. Like his mechanics are real fucked. And you've got to make sure he doesn't step on the cracks in the street. So you've got to like time, like if you put your foot down at one certain point, you know, you've then got to make sure that you leave enough space to clear the next crack. People are loving this description, I reckon. But no, that's really good. That's really cool. Again, just simple, fun mobile game. I've also been playing Rodeo Stampede.
What is Rodeo Stampede?
Which is this game where you, it's like top-down view. A bunch of animals running up the screen. Yep. You're a little rodeo guy. You're riding one animal, and after a certain amount of time,
are these animals bulls, by the way, or are they all different animals?
They're all different animals, right. And you can sort of steer along the bottom of the screen, and you've got to avoid hitting other animals. But after a certain point, the one that you're on will throw you off.
Right.
So you can hold down and throw yourself off, but you have to like guide yourself through the air and time it so that you land on another animal and take control of that.
Right.
So you're basically jumping from animal to animal through this stampede, and every time you like lasso a new animal, you get to like put it in a zoo. Ooh. And then it's that whole thing of like upgrading it and getting more in the zoo, and you get coins for that, and then you can buy new stuff. And it's really cool. Mm. Two really fun games that I haven't played games on the phone for a while. It's been a while since a good new one has come along that's grabbed my attention. But these two are perfect for a bit of on the tram action.
Yeah, actually there's another one I've been playing on the phone as well. Ski Safari. It's one of those endless runner kind of downhill things, backflips, and like run into a Yeti. You start like skiing on the back of a Yeti. Yep. You hit a penguin. He like jumps on the back as well. Like rocket sleds.
Have you just gotten onto Ski Safari?
Pretty much. Right. Maybe like a couple of months ago.
Really? Yeah. Ski Safari, I went so hard on that game in about 2012. It's been around for ages, but it's fucking great.
It's so good.
I'd played it heaps and then just sort of got over it a bit. Because they were bringing out heaps of updates for ages.
Well, there's like different,
themed ones.
Yeah,
there was like a Halloween one at some point.
And different. So there's different like slopes, I guess. So like you start on like a pretty basic one.
Yeah.
You start on like the second one has like big cliffs and shit. Yeah. So it's like there's a bit of variety. And it's like the mechanics and like the physical gameplay of it is just like perfect.
Yeah.
It's so fun to play.
Yeah, yeah. The flips and like the getting on the back of a Yeti and then getting the snowmobile.
Yep, yep, yep.
Man, I love that game so much.
The more air you get, the more momentum you build up and you like hit the ground with like a boost and stuff. Like it's really well done.
I went to London in 2012 and I reckon I played that for nearly the entire flight. I was fucking so deep into it.
Yeah.
Oh man, I'm going to go back in on Ski Safari.
It's great.
I've never tried it, so maybe really, I'll give really it a go as well.
Yeah.
Is it free or?
Yeah.
Okay. Maybe I'll give it a go.
Maybe I'll give it a go. okay, is there anything else to go through or should we get on to some listener?
Yeah, we talked about everything we kind of want to talk. Is there anything from E3 that you, because you weren't here, Ben, that you wanted to make mention of?
Not really. I think you guys covered it all.
Your one-stop shop for everything E3.
I'm not looking forward to that zombie biker game.
Yeah, I think that looks shit too.
It looks shit. It looks like a shit Last of Us.
Yeah, we talked about this. It's so weird to be trying to hype up a thing where it's just like, it's an apocalypse. Like, that's everything now.
Yeah.
But you know what? I think the bike element, if the bike element kind of like is enough of a thing in it to sort of differentiate it,
yeah.
I don't know. I'm going to I'm
willing to make a bet it won't be.
I'm reserving judgment until we see a bit more. If it comes out at a time where I've got a bit of free time and there's not much else out there, and people say it's good, I'll go in. I'm not going to race out and be.
Yeah.
I'm not super psyched on it, but you know.
I think God of War 5 looks.
Four.
Is it 4?
Well, they're just calling it God of War, but it's. There were like 3 and then a 4th one that was kind of 1, but it wasn't given a number.
Yeah, that's right, yeah.
So people have been calling it 4.
Yeah. Well, 3 was great. I don't know if you guys played 3.
Yeah, I really liked all of them.
I really, really liked 3.
Oh, well, the 3 of them that I played.
Yeah, so that looks good. I'm curious about old Hideo Kojima's new game.
Whatever the fuck it is.
Yeah.
But that's literally, we don't know anything about what that is at this point.
Yeah, like, but I think because I got lost in the story, like literally lost. Like I couldn't follow the story of Metal Gear Solid.
Yeah.
I'm keen to get on this ground level and hopefully...
You know what? It will be confusing.
Yeah, yeah.
It won't make any sense.
But as long as everyone's at the same confusion level as me, I'm cool. I'm cool with that.
I think it looks cool and I like what we've seen of it. It looks cool and fucked up and weird and...
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's a huge chance that all the stuff that we've seen will be nothing to do with what ends up coming out.
Oh, I reckon it's so early on in the development of it and he's just put together a trailer. It's going to be like 2 years minimum before we actually get it. Like, I reckon they just wanted the thing of strike while the iron's hot of like he's, you know, pretty fresh off the back of Metal Gear 5 and just wanting the thing of him coming out and like being able to make a big, you know,
dance
about it.
Yeah, I think that was the main thing. Like he's one person who has a sense of like showmanship in the industry. It's like, well, yeah, bring him out and
have
some weird dead whales on a beach and shit.
Norman Reedus.
Norman
Reedus? Like, who gives a shit about Norman Reedus?
If anything, that is the only negative. It's like,
why have you got to have an actual actor in it?
Yeah. Like, and why is it? One who's like good in a not very good show, I think. Like, and Walking Dead is very like, it's not a well-made show. It's just appeals to people because of Kojima's zombies, I think.
Got a bit of the Sandler thing going on where he's like, I kind of like to meet Norman Reedus.
Yeah.
And so he just does something in...
Adam Sandler video games. That's awesome. Yeah.
Doesn't he do that with the supermodels and shit?
Yeah, he does. Yeah. That woman in Metal Gear Solid 5.
Quiet. I don't
remember her name, but yeah. Her. He was just like, oh...
I can't tell if that was with an accent or not.
No, it was without.
Yeah.
Well, I got a rule on maybe.
It was a universal language of quaw.
You did it again.
Get some.
I don't know what the point of having it. That's has anyone done that before? Had like this is an actual guy.
Oh yeah, Ellen Page was in. Whatever that game was.
Oh, that's been happening since the '90s. No, but I mean, Apocalypse
having someone as the voice, but like
Like there was this game called Apocalypse on the original PlayStation where it was like Bruce fucking Willis, everybody.
Remember that?
And the cover of it was just Bruce Willis's face.
Yeah.
And it said Bruce Willis.
I specifically remember that because the official PlayStation magazine, I had a subscription and one of the issues had a big sticker of that game, which I didn't own the game.
Yeah.
But it had Bruce Willis's face and it went on your PlayStation.
Yeah, right.
And I put it on my PlayStation and immediately regretted it.
Yeah.
And couldn't get it off. For years.
Oh man, I remember the
biggest regret.
Bruce Willis looking up at you every day like, hey man.
Yeah.
Nintendo magazines would do that with like, same thing for the 64, like a sticker. Like I had a Turok one. I didn't even own the Turok game.
Yeah.
I didn't like the Turok game.
Yeah.
I put it over and I could never, like with stickers or with contact, when you'd contact books, I would always end up having fucking little bubbles in them or having a little crease.
Yeah.
And I remember being so tense about like having to lay it down perfectly and fucking it and there being this one little crease that drove me crazy. And then they did a Zelda one that was just gold and I put that over the top and I fucked it again. And, oh, man, I'm useless. I'm so useless.
I think I did the thing of immediately regretting it, trying to peel it off and ripping.
Yep.
Yeah.
And just like, well, I fucked the whole PlayStation now.
Yeah.
I've ruined my life.
I've got to buy a new one.
Man.
This is it. See you, Bruce.
Yeah.
Throw him out the window.
What an idiot I am.
We should get some stickers made of this podcast and send them out to listeners to put on their console.
Yeah.
Just fuck up your phone. Fuck up your laptop.
Make them like specifically shaped to look like iPhones and whatever, but they're all like a little bit too big. So that when you put them on, a little corner wraps around the edge.
Corner, yeah.
Great.
I love it. Should we get stuck into some questions?
Yeah.
Let's leave.
Some filthy feedback.
Yep. Let's go. What do the people want to hear?
Well, should we start with a good one or a bad one?
You brought it up. You make a decision.
All right. So this ties into, we didn't actually finish our fashion report, by the way.
I'm wearing shoes that say Java.
Yeah, I've got a mustache now. That's worth noting. Yeah. Regular commenter, question asker, and general interactor, Chris Jones, aka mm-hmm. G-Force. Everyone knows G-Force.
Oh, the movie with the hamsters in it.
Yeah. It's Hamster Man. It's Richard Gere. G-Force asks, beanie or baseball cap? So just to close off our fashion report.
I mean, I go both.
Yeah, I go both ways. Yeah.
I favour the baseball cap, though, I have to say.
Right, okay.
But, I own a couple beanies, and when the mm-hmm. weather's cold enough, mm-hmm. you turned up here today in a beanie.
Yep, well, that's the thing. I'm not a big headgear wearer. Mm-hmm. I get, like, an itchy head if I wear a cap too much. But when the winter weather is frightful, no, it's just, it's too fucking cold at the moment.
Yeah.
You got to wrap your little noggin in some wool.
Yeah, I go a beanie, so I don't own a baseball cap. And in like year 7 and 8, I wore baseball caps just nonstop.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I was like, this is my thing.
Yeah.
I'm the hat guy.
Yeah. My best friend in school was the hat guy, so I could never be the hat guy.
No.
Kind he of was two the hat guys. Guy.
Yeah.
Yep. Yeah. I was Neil Colhat car over in the corner there.
Ooh.
I was Tom Hat.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. I was Mahatma Gandhi.
There you go.
There we go. That's good.
Yeah.
And I can't wear hats now. You know, it's like when
Captain Planet.
Oh, very good.
Warwick Kappa.
Very good. Hat Johnson.
Wow.
Oh, very good. So I think we've answered that question.
Yeah,
are there any more?
No, that's it. So we've got a few more video games related questions. I don't know if you guys will have an opinion on this, but at Lady Lalaith asks, which video game world would you like to live in? And Shelley Contrary follows up with, on the back of that, what character would you be? Now, I have no opinion.
So wow. You're kidding
me. Thanks for bringing up this one then.
No, I'd like to live in the Mushroom Kingdom.
That actually would be, like, if physics-wise and stuff.
Oh, man, it's a crazy, place.
That would be the most fun.
But there's only, like, 3 or 4 good people there, and then the rest is just danger.
Mario Kart IRL would be a lot of fun.
Yeah, I guess.
Yeah.
Yeah, just zipping around
everywhere. I do like go-karting.
Yeah.
So.
But there's a bunch of scary fucking skeletons and stuff everywhere. Like if it were real, if they were real.
All of this sounds like real life. There's only like a few good people and there's skeletons everywhere.
Yeah.
Uncharted, like being able to like fall off a cliff and then just like as you're falling, just like reach out and just like grab a ledge.
Oh, yeah.
And not fucking break your hand and like shatter your entire shoulder would be pretty cool.
Oh, yeah.
I'd live in Madden and I'd just be one of the people in the crowd.
Goat simulator.
One of them porno games, maybe.
Yeah, oh, yeah. Now you're talking.
Live in one of them porno games.
Yep.
Get very sick of it.
What about Skyrim? I've been playing a lot of Skyrim.
It's fucking cold.
Knox is just making no effort to engage in this question at all.
No, that's real. I wouldn't live there because it's cold. You need to buy a bunch of beanies and shit. Lovely snow and a couple of dragons.
Yeah, there's
Sounds
dragons.
Bloody great.
It's the same as Melbourne, but there's dragons there. that's exciting.
Yeah, but I don't like that.
Bring
being
your precious
dragons.
Beanie along and you'll be fine.
Yeah.
Nah.
Also, you can do magic.
Take me to Madden.
I want to live in Tetris so that a block falls down next to me and I just disappear and I don't exist anymore. And then it's all pain's over.
Oh, that sounds pretty good. You can be a prostitute in Grand Theft Auto.
Oh, yeah.
Well, right. That was a good question.
And which character would you be?
I'd be John Madden.
Yeah?
In the Madden games?
Yeah, right.
Have you heard of
really
them?
In him anymore.
No. Oh, well. Did he die?
No, he's still alive, but he's not well.
Speak like the question of like which character would you be? Like I, when I was a kid, I remember having a dream that I was Donald Duck.
Wow!
And waking up and being like, it was like the happiest I ever remember being. Like in this dream, being Donald Duck, and then waking up and realizing that it wasn't real. Wow. And I was devastated.
How old were you?
23.
Yeah. Can you do the voice? Yeah. Can you do the voice?
No. Nah.
Yeah.
That's not bad.
That's all right.
That's pretty good.
Yeah. Get out of here, Mickey.
Which Disney character would you be, Knox?
I don't know. Probably like a shit one, like Jafar or something. I'd probably be, or like the little douchey
shit and
parrot.
Evil. Super evil.
I'd probably be one of the bastards in Disney. What, am I going to be Prince fucking Charming? No.
Maybe.
I'm going to be that dude who like hates Quasimodo. You know what I mean? I'm Timon.
What's the deal with the genie?
I'm Pumbaa.
Like, how does he know who, like, he's doing like Billy Crystal impressions and stuff.
There's a theory that Aladdin is set in the far-flung future of our world. And the genie's been in prison since, like, sort of the early 90s.
Right.
And that's why all his references are from
around
then.
But also, he's doing all these, like,
he does
high-ticket pop culture impressions for Aladdin, who he knows lives on the fucking streets. Mm-hmm. This cunt doesn't own a telly.
Yep.
Doesn't know who any of these fucking people are.
That's true. Also, he lives in Agrabah, and who knows when it is.
Yeah.
Assuming...
I'd never put that together until the other day, and someone pointed that out to me. I was like, that's
from Aladdin's
weird.
Point of view, though, he probably just thinks he's doing some wacky voices. Like, if somebody...
He's already seeing a magical genie.
Yeah.
The leap to, like, why is he...
Who's
talking
Rambo?
Like that? Why is he wearing like a winter parka pretending it's a Christmas
parade? What does he mean
parade?
By say hello to my little friend?
But you could probably get most of those things out of context anyway. Like it'd be like...
Well, I don't know about that.
No, Aladdin interacting with... You know when,
I won't
know,
let you go on that. That's...
You know when you've seen a bunch of Simpsons episodes when you're younger?
Yes.
And then when you're older and you start watching movies, you go, oh, that's where that thing from The Simpsons is from.
Yeah,
that's probably the experience Aladdin had with the genie. He went, oh, that's what that blue fuck was talking about. He was being... Billy Crystal.
But I don't think Aladdin's had that experience.
But if it's set when
he
it's
hasn't
meant
had
to be
the
set, like, you know, ignoring that fan theory.
Yes.
But
how does a genie know all this?
Maybe he's a time traveler.
Yeah, he's a genie.
What?
He wished for it.
Okay, I can't explain it. It's just Robin Williams doing shit.
The original Make-A-Wish Foundation.
I wonder if when Robin Williams was in the studio, he kept like improvising all the things of like, hey, how about I pretend to be the Pope?
They're
like, no, Robin. we've written this intricate world.
Yeah.
This universe where none of these characters exist. He's like, oh, don't worry. I'll be Sean Penn for a second. I'm not Sean Penn, but you know. I don't know why he was the first person who came to my head.
Aladdin's good though.
Yeah.
All the Aladdin video games, real good.
Yeah.
Weirdly enough, I remember there was a Mega Drive one and a Super Nintendo one, and they were quite different.
They
were different games for some odd reason.
That used to happen a little bit around then.
Yeah, but they were both really, really good.
They'd have different teams making them for different things.
I don't know what, Sega always had, Sega's were always like quite different. I think they had different,
there were a bunch of ones for Batman Returns.
Yep.
When one of them, Batman, was just a chef. That's not true.
No.
That's a great game idea, though.
Yeah.
What else we got?
Noxy, you got the Facebook
got the,
questions
Facebook
open.
Over here. Yeah, hold on. Let's have a quick little... Here's Ben being a little bit bitchy about the quality of the questions. That's not a question. What are you wearing this week? We've already done that. What esports game do you guys want to see at the Olympics? That's kind of interesting.
Yeah.
If they were ever going to do that.
What if they were going to play games at the Olympics?
Yeah, what would you?
Oh, right. Rocket League would be fucking great.
Yeah.
Rocket League would be really fun to watch.
Yep.
Yeah.
Rocket League, we've talked about this a lot, but it's one of the few games that's fun to watch other people play.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I've never been able to get it. I've tried a couple of times to watch, like, fighting games competitive and
not interesting.
All the...
Even StarCraft,
Dota
I can't
and stuff.
Really...
A competitive GTA where it's like, you go into the world, you have to get as many cops on you as you can and evade them for as long as you can. And, like, something like that would be fun to watch.
That's always...
Like how they used to do at the end of Amazing Things. They used to just have Mario Kart.
No, I'll stop you there. Amazing. Amazing Things.
Oh, that's that
is
one
a shit low rent theme park. Philip Island.
Yeah.
No, they got that tap that
looks.
You know how you used to go to Amazing Things and then start a bunch of fights and commit a bunch of crimes and get chased by the cops all the way back to Melbourne.
Yeah, they had that big maze there.
Wow, I'd forgotten about a maze. I wonder if amazing things are still there.
One of their like attractions was they had a thing where you could go around the back of this little diorama they'd set up and stick your head up and it looked like your head was being served yes. on a plate.
Oh, yeah. Yes.
And there were so many people joyfully doing it going like, ah! Looks like Billy's head's on a plate.
Let's That's where I did another photo. Game there where I went around the back and stuck my head into something, but it wasn't as fun as what that
yeah.
sounds
oh, yeah.
like.
What actually happened?
Dirty little hole that you...
What happened? I don't understand where this story's gone.
I never got the appeal of like mazes when I was, you know, really? You go on a trip to the country and there'd always be a
yeah.
head, like, I just used to stress me. I honestly would go in there and my first thought would be, I'm going to die in here. I'm never going to be able to get out and I'm going to actually die in here.
No, I like
it. Stress me out.
I've only been into one, like once. The hedge maze near, is it near Arthur's Seat
yeah,
or somewhere?
There is, yeah, there is yeah. a couple near there, I think.
Yeah, yeah. I went there and it was fine. I have no real opinion on it, actually.
Yeah, I liked all the little hidden valleys and the you know, it's little secrets that you keep in there. The little secrets. You need, shh. Never tell anybody.
I don't remember any of the little secrets.
Yeah,
you'd was go it like you'd go like turn around a corner, it'd be a dead end, and there'd be like a little statue or something.
Yeah, there'd just be like a little secret.
Well, I guess I get it then.
A little bit of a hello. Guess this is just between you and me, Mr. Maze.
In many ways, the maze is the real life video game. In many ways, it's not at all.
But yeah, that is weird. That's. I mean, I don't know. I don't watch children's game shows anymore. But are they still doing video game challenges at the end of them?
Oh, I doubt it.
I don't know.
I don't know.
It wasn't great telly, was it? Just watching two shit kids playing Mario Kart against each other. And there was always one kid who you could tell had like, you know, was well off and had a Super Nintendo.
Yeah, yeah. Exactly.
And then there'd be some kid from a povo school who didn't have one who's like driving around backwards and fucking James Sherry's going, look at this little cunt. Yeah, he's got no idea. You're in the water now, son. Yeah.
It's true.
The one Donkey Kong, you stupid fuck.
The one who needed the Game Boy never won.
Never won. Yeah.
That's like real life. Yeah. Public schools should get more funding. That's my point. Public schools should.
I don't enjoy watching any video games. Esports is just not for me.
Maybe if just like FIFA or something. Because I don't mind watching actual
But then
sports.
At that, like, yeah, I don't know, man. Like, there was a little segment in one of the E3 press conference things where they had the competitive Madden players.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And this is not meant to be, you know, a particular
a
slight or diss on anyone. But, fuck, it's awkward. Like, every time you get the guy who says he's best in the world at Madden, like, he had a broken arm on the stage.
That's
or like
right.
An injured
arm. I saw that.
And fuck, man, it's so awkward. So they had this little clip package of him beforehand. He's like, yeah, man, I consider myself the best player in the world at Madden. And, you know, he's exactly how you think he is. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And then he's on stage. I've got eight of them there. And the best guy, he's got his arm in a sling. They're like, so what happened to your arm? Is this going to be bad for you? He's like, oh, well, I was racing a friend and I tripped over. And he's like 38. And he fucking, what do you mean you were racing a friend?
Ah, that's brilliant.
Racing them? Do you drive for NASCAR? What do you mean? Like, they definitely, I don't want to be represented on a world stage like the Olympics by that.
Yeah.
You know
and
what
yet
I mean?
You still want to live in Madden. I don't get it.
I would love to live in Madden because it's normal. I like sports and I'm normal. There was another question actually that kind of feeds
this. Going back to like what game world you want to live in.
Yeah.
GTA, but with all the like god modes and stuff turned on, would be fucking great.
But I don't reckon you get to make that stipulation. Like,
yeah,
if you get to choose choosing
I can make whatever fucking stipulation I want.
Nah, you don't. No. Here's the rules. If you're going to pick a world, you have to be a random character in that world. So if you're Mario, you're probably going to be a little shitty Goomba.
Yeah, a little Goomba, yeah.
Okay, well, no, but the follow-up question was which character would you be?
Yeah.
Okay, so I'd want to be...
But that's a separate one.
I'd be Trevor in GTA 5. Because again, you get your head blown off by the cops, you just wake up in hospital.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, well, that cost me $50.
I'd be Franklin. I want to see what it's like to be black.
There was another question.
I'd be Chop.
That's kind of with that fucking guy who raced his friend on the thing.
Yeah.
Brent asked this. Do you think gaming to the general public / non-gamers is still seen as a kid thing? And if so, have you ever been embarrassed to admit you play video games?
I think we touched on this once.
Yeah.
Where it's not, I don't think it's a kid thing. I think it's a adolescent to like 20 something misogynist thing.
That's it. I don't think the problem now is I would prefer it if people just thought it was for kids.
Yeah. It's like, it's, I like games, but you know, I have a real job as well and I'm a grown up. But you know, this is just this thing I like.
It's recreation. It drives me fucking crazy when people will dismiss games as being this like stupid childish pursuit. And those same people that are obsessed over sport. I'm not someone who hates the idea of watching sport. I like watching sport. But, you know, people will go, games are dumb, and then sit up until 3 a.m. to watch a soccer match and go crazy about it. And it's like, how is that any less stupid? It's just not. It just isn't. It's the same thing. Anyone who can't see that it's the same thing. It's something that you do.
I like both.
As stupid to sit there and cheer on a group of men who you don't know attempting to kick a ball through a net. Like it's stupid.
But the thing that you said just before, Ben, that has become a really big thing in like what people perceive video games as now is like if I've talked to people about this podcast or whatever, a lot of the time they go, oh, what did you think of all that fucking people hating women shit.
Yeah. It's surprising like games and sports are now like attracting the same audience.
But guys don't talk about that with women. Whenever someone goes, hey, I'm really into the NFL or the AFL, they go like, oh, Wayne Carey beat the shit out of someone.
Right. What do you
reckon?
Exactly, because sports has just as many problems with that kind of stuff as we've seen recently with like Eddie McGuire and all that stuff.
Yet
games, it gets – but it's like – People will forget about that with sport within a month, and it's back to being the cool thing. Whereas gaming can just
on fossil.
If you say that you're into games, people paint you as like you are the same as the worst example of guys that are into games.
Totally.
But no one does that with sport. Like if you go, oh man, I love AFL. They go, oh well, you must have abused a lot of women in your time
as well because I can't like. There's a lot of women who like video games, and I don't know what it feels like to be a woman who's into it, because I wonder if there's a bit of like, oh, that's not for you.
Yeah.
I equally hate anyone who like is, you know, has that arrogance on social media about when there's a big, you know, when there's a big sporting event. Like anyone who actively is like,
sports ball.
Sports ball's so stupid. Like, I just think hating on anyone for a hobby or a recreation or whatever, like, when last year when we were in Japan together, I was sort of seeing someone before we left, and it had been pretty cool. And then I was texting them overseas, and they were like, "Oh, what did you do today?" I'm like, "Oh, I went to a retro game store. It was really cool to see all that stuff in box." And she was like, "You like games? Sorry, I'm kind of struggling to." And was like such a fucking bitch about it. And it's just like, and it was for someone that I'd been pretty into, it was just the most immediate turn off of like, wow, if you're not fucking cool with someone's hobby, what outdated mindset is that to just be so judgmental
it's
about
it? It's such an awful mark
on your enjoy? Like,
Well, look, I like to go around, drive from lawn to lawn and put a burning cross on each lawn that I see. And if you can't accept that about me and just
you probably like, just assume I'm like the worst of those people.
Yeah, exactly. There's some of those people who say some awful shit when they're doing that.
Yeah.
And they give us a bad name.
Yeah.
Like the whole 50s thing was really bad for us.
I know now, don't freak out at what I'm about to say, but speaking of Gamergate, did you guys see this? This is a wild story from E3. Mm. Nintendo were showing off their big game that we're all excited about, Paper Mario Color Splash for the Wii U.
Yes.
Did you see this?
No, I didn't.
They had this bit, they had two, because those games are quite funny, like they're quite tightly, like there's a lot of dialogue in them, there's a lot of writing in them.
Yeah.
They had two jokes in there that side by side looked like they were taking the piss out of Gamergate and the woman who being her being harassed online kind of kickstarted it all.
So like in that way
on the
like,
side of the gamers,
or just kind of sort of roasting it, kind of spoofing it a little bit. So they had this big thing of like, what was it? It was something like, oh, those five guys over there, and like there was something to do with the five. There were five guys that went after her initially,
and
then later on a character goes, oh, it's something. It's going to be bloody whatever it is, Cooper Gate or something. Which in
right.
so that joke there
that's just meant a Watergate
to be,
joke,
that's meant to be a Watergate honestly. Reference.
Yeah, yeah,
but
sure.
Because it happens in regards to the Five Guys thing.
Yeah.
And the Five Guys just, he's just, the, it's just a coincidence. The character's just referring to the fact that there's five Shy Guys there. So that, people screen grab those, and this happened on their live stream of playing the game that they did.
Yeah, right.
So
right.
That happens. People screen capped it and went, what the fuck? And
wow.
The woman who all that happened to, she saw it and was like, wow, that's, this is pretty brutal. And they've had to come out and go, this
it's
is
about the ethics.
They just came out and were like, that is just, it's complete coincidence. We're making jokes about Watergate. That's funny. That's funny in itself. Nintendo finally decided to have a crack at old, at old tricky Dicky Nixon.
I love it. Were they actually, was it five?
I'm not a crook.
Was it five Shy Guys? Because that.
It pretty much was that.
That is type. Very much on the nose. Five Shy Guys.
Yeah, yeah.
Five Guys is a restaurant, right?
It's a burger. Yeah, is that what it was? Well, I forget what it was all
I
about.
I think it was.
Let's not go too deep into it.
But no.
We know almost nothing about the details. Yeah.
But I just thought of all the companies to get to get pulled up on that.
Squeaky
and,
clean Nintendo.
And of all and of all the examples of games as well, this Paper Mario Color Splash. But imagine if they just all of a sudden just went raw as fuck and just started like calling out all these people, but just like completely misguided targets. Like, fuck.
Yeah.
I love it.
But yeah, that sort of stuff. I mean, imagine being the PR person in that when that just mistake comes out and having also, to go, oh, fuck.
If you're the PR person in Nintendo of America, aren't you the one who's just replaced the woman who got fired?
Yes.
So, like, it's already you're, like, having a pretty weird couple of weeks.
Yep.
And then you can't, and then they do it. Oh man, that place, like.
Well, the other thing is
that's been translated as well.
That's where they run into any games that have a lot of dialogue in them, like those Paper Mario games. That's where they run into trouble because they, I think the Japanese too have a lot, like their standards of like, kind of like, you know, weird sexual innuendo-y kind of things is a lot different to the way, like they're a lot more tolerant inverted commas of that sort of stuff than the West. Like you always see that like weird sex stuff
like
gets taken out.
Of it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Well, let's move on.
Okay.
I don't even remember what we were talking about.
It's ethics.
Oh yeah. Oh, that's right. Yeah.
Eddie asks us, what are your guys' thoughts on digital card games such as Hearthstone or Magic the Gathering Jewel of Planeswalker?
I don't play.
Adventure Time has a pretty fun one on the Google Play Store.
Oh, cool. I don't play any of them, but I do. I remember there was there was the Pokemon games.
Yeah.
Then there was the Pokemon cards.
I had that. Mm-hmm.
Then they made a Game Boy game of the Pokemon cards.
Fuck.
It was so fucking weird.
Yeah.
It was the exact same game, except instead of having the actual creatures, you had these dumbass cards. And all the mechanics
really
were the same.
It
all
was
the
really fun.
Yeah, but. It was no different than I found it no different than the actual just like playing the Pokemon game.
I don't really remember that well, but it was pretty different. Like it was, I found all my old Pokemon cards.
Oh wow!
And I started looking up how much they might be worth to sell now. Not heaps. Who would have thought they'd have depreciated?
That's anything that it's like that weird thing where anything new that comes along is like tries to get you into going. This get in because this one day it's like, how do you know?
I don't think anything has like had that like a value since like what the 60s or 70s, action figures and stuff.
Like gold.
I meant like collectibles, you fucking idiot.
Well, I don't know.
Like everything seems too cheap and shittily made.
Like
now.
The Star Wars things, I think people still clamor about.
Clamor, good word choice.
That's probably it. I don't know.
Yeah.
I've never really been into.
But I think it's Star Wars stuff is still
stuff.
Has collectible value because the old stuff has collectible value.
Well, yeah, that's what I mean. Yeah. That's
but
like
it's
from the
where
70s.
Stuff was collectible sort of by accident. Stuff now is made to be collectible.
Right. Yeah.
In the past, it was like, oh, we'll just make 50 of these because probably no one wants them.
I bet it's gone down since the internet well. Like with eBay and everything, it's so easy to find whatever you want.
Basically. Yeah, the joy of like having a trek around a convention or a market
you're gonna have
or
to
whatever.
Go to trade shows or whatever, or like just find it in a gutter somewhere.
But do you play any of those
I played Hearthstone. Yeah, you played Hearthstone. It's fine. It's fun. I don't mind it.
Yeah,
I don't love
good.
It, but I don't mind it.
They're good as like mobile games.
Exactly. Yeah.
And that is there's a Witcher one they're making now.
Oh, Gwent,
the car game that's in The Witcher that I didn't really like in The Witcher.
Me neither.
So
I don't think I ever understood it.
Yeah, same. Yeah. I remember there being like lots of people going, you want to play Gwent? I'm like, nah, there's a million better things to do.
Yeah. I want to fight a griffin.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Wait, so that's an actual thing in that game. You can play a card game.
Yeah. You can go to like a little tavern and sit down and play a card game with someone.
Yeah.
But if you walk 20 meters away, there's all this awesome shit. Yeah. Happening.
Oh, here's what I want to do. Here's like something that I noticed the other day that made me laugh a lot.
Mm.
I want to do it / can't be fucked doing it. So if someone else could do it for me, that would be great.
Yeah.
I've been rewatching The OC. Okay.
Yeah, you mentioned this.
And there's, you know, that like in that show, the common room at their school has like a pinball machine and like.
No.
Did any of you watch it?
Yeah, well, sorry.
Anyway,
yeah.
The more woke listeners will know what I'm talking about. But yeah, they had this like rich private school, so it's like in the background in their common room, you can see like pinball machines and arcade machines, and it's like it's trying to be a thing of like, wow, how crazy is this school, look at all this mad stuff they've got. Yeah. And I was watching it the other day. I've been going back through and rewatching it, and there's one scene where a conversation is happening, and in the background, you can just see this kid sitting on a computer playing solitaire on like this shit old PC. And then I was thinking how good it would be to like take that show, and anytime you see a character looking at a screen, anytime we cut to a screen, it's just solitaire on the screen. So there's big bits where like two characters are playing PlayStation against each other, and then you see the game they're playing. I'd love to go back through every time there's something on a TV or a news report or a video game, anytime you see a screen, you edit it so that it's just a game of solitaire happening on that screen. That's I think that would good. Be fun.
I like it a lot. Yeah. I like it.
I played a lot of games of solitaire and spider solitaire
yes.
at certain points in yep. my life just yep. to as some kind of distraction.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Me too. I think I was
Space Cadet Pinball.
I had Space Cadet Pinball. I never got into spider solitaire.
Spider solitaire is maybe better.
Well, never been able to work out how to play solitaire.
Really?
It's real simple.
It's really easy.
You just got to put the numbers in ascending order with alternating colors.
Okay. Yeah.
That's it.
Yeah. What about Free Cell? Did you play Free Cell?
No, I can never figure out Free Cell.
I gave it a good crack. Minesweeper?
I played. Oh man, I'm a gun at Minesweeper.
Yeah, I'm not too bad.
What was that mouse one? Do you have that mouse one?
Mouse
House. No, I don't know what the mouse one is.
There was like a shitty. It was one of those shit Windows games. It was like you're a little. You have to get the boxes and I don't know. I can't remember. But
no, I don't know what that one is.
We'll have to do some research.
It was like only one of those kinds of games that was like. Not like a like it was actually you're controlling a little character. You're not like clicking boxes.
It rings a very vague bell. I'll do some research and look into it.
You sound so uninterested. Don't fucking lie to me. You sound so uninterested. You're never gonna look it up. Don't fucking bullshit me.
I got some free time this afternoon.
I'm gonna do that. What do you reckon we wrap this up? Because we are coming up on an hour.
Yeah,
there's more questions, but let's save them for next week. This has been good. Yeah. This has been a good. You did have to be a bit of a bitch on our Facebook page.
Yeah.
Because people do just get on and ask the dumbest questions they can think of.
Yeah. Has Tommy fucked a Battletoad yet?
There was that, but there's a couple more good questions. As well, we will do them next week.
Yeah,
yeah,
yeah.
That's a promise.
Mm.
That's an Adam Knox guarantee.
We haven't mentioned it for a while. Ben, you and I run a weekly comedy room in Melbourne Tuesdays at the Catfish on Gertrude Street in Fitzroy. You can find us on Facebook and Twitter. I'm
comedy.
On there a bit. Mm. Knox is on there a bit. You guys should do your Chimp Cop thing.
We got to write some
never
material.
You've never actually done a proper Chimp Cop gig at your own room.
We've done one.
Every time you've been meant to do it, one of you has gotten sick or had to pull out at the last minute. It's always been this kind of like...
We did one when you weren't there. Don't point at me.
And we did one when you weren't there.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. It's always been this weird like bootleg version of Chimp Cop where one of you refuses to participate.
That's part of the magic. It's like Andy Kaufman where,
it's encouraging the fans to finally catch us with all four of us on stage at the same time.
But yeah, that's Tuesday's Catfish Comedy on Twitter and Facebook.
Good food there as well.
Great food. It's a good place to have an evening. And the lineups are great. They're genuinely very, very good.
The one this week is, tonight, it'll be too late, I guess, for this to...
But hey, the next week's one, equally great.
Yes.
Great.
Yeah. That's it. That's all we've got to plug at the moment, right?
I think so,
doing anything specific coming up in the near future.
No.
Get on the Facebook and the Twitter, Filthy Casuals, Filthy Cas Pod, Filthy Cas dot pod.
No, filthycasuals.pod@gmail.com.
Yep.
Or just filthycasualspod, as someone pointed out.
You don't need the full stop.
Yep.
It's weird that they... Anyway, whatever. Who cares?
Yeah.
And, of course, as we always say here every week at the end of Filthy Casuals...
Say hi to your mum for me.
Classic Austin Powers.
mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.